BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The detective leading the Oscar Pistorius murder inquiry has been replaced after it emerged that he himself faced 7 charges of attempted murder dating back 2 years. Mr. Pistorius, a Paralympic sprint champion, denies murder, saying he shot his girlfriend, Reba Steenkamp, thinking she was an intruder at his home. Andrew Harding reports from Pretoria.
Detective Hilton Bota was back in the spotlight today for all the wrong reasons. The man who yesterday insisted Oscar Pistorius was a murderer and a flight risk was dramatically dropped from the investigation. National Police Commissioner Ria Piega said Mr. Bota had been charged with attempted murder for a shooting incident in 2011.
For that reason, I have decided to assign this very important matter, this very important investigation, under the leadership and stewardship of the Divisional Commissioner of Detective Services, Lieutenant General Munyu.
A decision on whether to grant Mr. Pistorius bail is expected on Friday. The United Nations has formally rejected a claim for the compensation of victims of a cholera outbreak in Haiti that scientists have traced to a UN base there. Barbara Plett reports from the United Nations in New York.
In a terse statement, the spokesman for the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the damages claim was not receivable under a convention that grants the United Nations immunity for its actions. Families of the victims are demanding millions of dollars in compensation, accusing the UN of introducing the disease to Haiti. The UN has never admitted responsibility, despite mounting evidence that the epidemic was caused by poor sanitation at a peacekeeping camp. A lawyer for the cholera victims told the BBC that UN immunity could not mean impunity and said the case would now be pursued in a national court.
The former president of Haiti, Jean-Claude Duvalier, has failed to appear in court in Port-au-Prince for a hearing about human rights abuses during his rule in the 1970s and 80s. Mark Doyle reports.
The courtroom in the capital, Port-au-Prince, was packed. Relatives of victims seeking justice, lawyers in black robes, human rights observers and journalists. But the 61-year-old baby Doc Duvalier, that name from the past which Haitians can never forget, didn't turn up. At the last minute, he filed an appeal in another court, which his lawyer said excused him from what would have been the first time he'd ever faced his victims in public. A well-known Haitian human rights lawyer said Duvalier is trying to control the justice system like he did when he was a dictator.
3 British men have been found guilty of planning a series of attacks that prosecutors said could have been bigger than the London bombings of 2005. Irfan Nasir, Irfan Khalid and Ashik Ali, all from Birmingham in central England, intended to explode 8 rucksack bombs in crowded areas across the country. World News from the BBC. The United Nations nuclear agency, the IAEA, says Iran has begun installing next-generation equipment at one of its nuclear plants. Iran insists its activities are peaceful. International talks on its nuclear program are due to resume next week. Bethany Bell reports from Vienna.
The IAEA's latest report on Iran says advanced centrifuges are being installed at the Natanz nuclear plant. There's concern in the West that that could speed up Iran's production of material that could be used in a nuclear bomb. The agency also says it's concerned that extensive changes have taken place in recent weeks at the Parchin military site. The IAEA suspects explosive tests relevant to nuclear weapons may have taken place there in the past, a charge Iran denies.
Police in Singapore say that a suspect alleged to be the central figure in an international football match-fixing ring is helping them with their investigations. Tan Siet Eng, also known as Dan Tan, is wanted by the Italian authorities and has been linked with numerous fixed football games around the world. He denies any wrongdoing. Earlier, a Slovenian man, believed to be an associate of Mr. Tan, surrendered to the Italian police. The Catholic Church in Germany says it will allow its hospitals to give the morning-after pill to women who have been raped. However, German bishops said the pill would be given only to prevent pregnancy, not to induce abortion. The decision comes after a public outcry over the refusal by 2 church-run hospitals to provide a morning-after pill to a rape victim. 3 people have been killed and several injured in Las Vegas during a late-night car chase and shooting on the city's famous boulevard. Police say shots were fired at a Maserati sports car from a Range Rover, causing the Maserati to crash into a taxi in what witnesses described as a fireball. The driver and passenger in the taxi and the sports car driver died. It's the 3rd violent incident this year on the Las Vegas Strip. BBC News.